Adam Rees-Dee.
So how come he felt so let down? Why was he so angry with her? His heart raced as he remembered how she'd flirted with him earlier, trying to get her way over the giant. What kind of a creep had she taken him for?
Say something, will you?
The changeling child's mouth fell open in astonishment as she watched each teardrop form, then hang, luminous for a second in midair, before rolling unchecked along the invisible curves and planes of his face.
He's crying, she thought. He's crying for me. Ain't no one ever cried for me before.
The gorilla woman's face, trapped in the yellow beam of the torch, is terrible to behold. Uglier than sin it bears down on Rafferty Spune, its top lip curled, its teeth bared, its bloodshot eyes fixed on his neck. The growl rising up from the gorilla woman's chest is every bit as fearsome as the sounds blasting from the CD player. Rafferty Spune reaches for his knife. He's still scrambling for it when the gorilla woman lunges. A great, hairy hand clamps round Spune's throat, and he's whisked off his feet.
We have here a male specimen of average height and proportions.
His left hand hovers over a piece of the sacking that hides the body from view. The students shuffle closer.
However, there is something.
His free hand reaches for a knife, the small one with the curved blade, designed for scooping. He flips the sack away from the specimen's face.
Gentlemen, he says, did any of you ever see eyes of such an astonishing shade of blue?